This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. It's only the first day of spring, but Colorado's wildfire season has already begun. The Galena Fire has scorched roughly 1,300 acres outside Fort Collins. Well, Republican State Senator Steve King of Grand Junction thinks Colorado should invest in its own aircraft to fight fires. We caught up with him at the state capitol. Senator, thank you for being with us.
Oh, you bet.
You know, right now, Colorado relies on the U.S. Forest Service to fight fires from the air. Why isn't that enough?
Well, you know, they say that past performance is the best indication of future performance. Unfortunately, over the last 10 years, the federal government and their ability to fight wildfires and support Colorado in its fight against wildfires has deteriorated significantly. And we're reaching the point where it becomes dysfunctional. It just won't work anymore. We're getting to the point where the odds are against us that the federal government will come flying in and put out Colorado fires. We're reaching a point where they will say, hey, we're sorry we have fires in other parts of the United States and we just can't help you. And I think it's time for Colorado to take our firefighting destiny in our own hands. And that's why Senator John and myself are looking at running legislation to create the Colorado Wildfire Fleet.
This is Senator Sherry John, who's a Democrat.
Yeah.
What size fleet would you suggest Colorado have?
Well, you know, I'm a cop. I'm not a firefighter, but my job is to empower them with the funding and the resources to be able to go out and find the equipment that they need, whether it's air tankers, whether it's helicopters, whether it's fixed wing. It right now is very open, but I can tell you that California has 53 aircraft, including 17 tankers. I don't see Colorado needing that type of fleet, but I could see somewhere in the area of half of that amount.
Where would that money come from?
What we have in our bill is wording for public-private partnership. For example, can you imagine what the advertising value is that if you had a Colorado Rockies sign on the tail wing of a slurry bomber as it puts out Colorado fires, or you name the company that wants to be a good corporate citizen in helping the funding of our air fleet. Obviously, general fund money is another possibility because I do feel that this is a basic function of government. But we have also talked about a new lottery game, basically Keno.
Support for the extinguishing of this fire comes from Doritos. I'm hearing this like ad in my head.
We're only limited by our imagination. You're absolutely right.
Senator, we reached out to the State Division of Fire Prevention and Control. And a spokesperson told us their preference is to stick with the federal resources on this. If states start investing in their own fleets, as California has, you've said, that could prompt the feds to further reduce their fleet. I just wonder if shifting the burden is a sound policy.
They are not reducing their fleet through choice. They are reducing their fleet through obsolescence and the fact that they can't make a good decision on refurbishing their fleet and resupplying their fleet. And I don't think that the health and safety of Colorado citizens should be in the hands of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. And I'm pretty passionate about that. We have 4 million acres of dead trees throughout Colorado and mostly on the western slope. And quite frankly, we are one lightning strike, one careless match throw, one intentional terrorist match throw away from a catastrophic fire, and God help us if that is in one of our watersheds.
The Hayman fire showed us the huge impacts that fires can have on drinking water.
Absolutely.
U.S. Senator Mark Udall has pushed for an upgrading, a renewing of the federal air firefighting fleet. Those efforts are not satisfactory to you?
The answer to that question is show me the air tankers. Colorado can't wait. We are a tinderbox. We are looking at, for the first time, going from one fire season right into the next fire season without any ability to replenish, to restock, and that is why I'm passionate about that.
As you looked into this area, did you talk with firefighters? Is this where they want money spent? In other words, this would be a tremendous investment. Is it the best place to invest that money in terms of firefighting?
Yes, I think the simple answer to that is yes. When you start talking about the most cost-effective, the most effective way of fighting fires, an air fleet is critical. And you talk to people that do this for a living, not having air support puts lives at risk.
When will this bill be introduced? What's its status now? I mean, I know it's late in the session, so you need leadership's approval to get a new bill approved.
That's a great question. I do have late bill status for the air fleet, and it's in the drafting phase. We have put it out there for legislators to look at. I think over the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll see a bill read across the desk, and we'll move forward with it.
This has been a pretty contentious session.
Yep.
You know, civil unions and gun bills and
sure.
Reduced tuition for students who are illegally in the country. Is this a point of some bipartisan agreement?
Absolutely. We have both Democrats and Republicans that were victims of Waldo Canyon. And this is not a partisan issue. This is a health and safety issue and a basic function of government.
Senator King, thank you for being with us.
You bet. Thanks for your time.
Senator Steve King is a Republican from Grand Junction. He's co-sponsoring a bill to create Colorado's own aerial firefighting fleet. We'd like to know what you think of the idea. Head over to our Facebook page, CPR News, and share your thoughts.